This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 754.
754!
My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? I think I blew my shoulders out.
He's fired up. He's going to throw something out.
Fuck. It's all good. Try fucking nice 80 degree temperatures and then it dropped to fucking 60. You got to love our fucking Illinois weather, right?
I don't know about you, but I feel like my body goes haywire this like month that we're in. It's like hot. It's cold. It's pollen raining. Everywhere. It's not. It's like all this shit's happening and I just don't. I don't feel like myself, you know?
No, I felt like dog shit all day today. I wonder if it's the temperature changes and craziness.
Yeah. Being outside all day. So. Yeah.
And we just had, 28 degrees a handful of days ago?
Yep. Crazy.
Yeah. Can we just have spring? Like 50s, 60s would be nice. None of this fucking 20 degree shit. I don't need a goddamn blizzard in May.
Oh yeah, we had softball Sunday, and it was like the day started in the 40s, and I was in the 60s by the time they were done. But
man, oh yeah, that's right,
raining and like the whole thing sucked. So,
yep, yeah, we were just taking my daughter to a bunch of antique stores. We were perusing the St. Charles, Batavia, and Geneva area.
Oh, nice. You're in my neck of the woods.
Yep. Yeah. Checking out some shit. Yeah, trying to find some
Aurora, cool Illinois. Wayne's World.
That's right. Yeah, I think we touched a bit of that too and out there.
To me, that doesn't compute because I remember watching that. And then like the fact that I live near there now, I'm just like, it doesn't seem like I'm near there. But
yeah,
literally where they're from in that show.
And I forgot, wherever that, you remember the stacked cars that are on like the spikes?
Yeah,
I've driven by that. I forget what fucking town that is. I'm like, that's in fucking Wayne's World.
Oh, that's a real thing. I had no clue.
Yeah, it's somewhere in Illinois. I know I've seen it. Can't remember where, but yeah, it's somewhere. So yeah, good times in Illinois with the highest property taxes in the world.
Yes.
Which we just got our tax bill, and I'm like, cool. Challenge number 15 or whatever I'm at. It's so annoying. So anyways, I'm going to talk about the card that's coming up, this UFC 328.
Sure. I mean, is there a lot to talk about?
Well, the main event, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right, let me share the screen here. See what's happening. We have a little Shmaev Strickland. And that kind of goes off the rails. And you know what's odd? How the fuck is Alexander Volkov the number 2 ranked heavyweight? That's when you know it's a sad state of affairs. And you can find Waldo at number 4.
Oh. Yeah. Where's Waldo there? Oh, Jeremy Stevens on this card.
Yeah, he's come back. He's fighting fucking
like
Bobby Green.
He's 100 years old, isn't he?
Something like that. Survey says he's going to be like 38, 39. I can't tell.
I always liked him. He's a good guy. He's, look at that, 28 and 20. Jesus.
He's got some fights. Then who else is on? Jim Miller's going to be on here. He's got about a million UFC fights. He's been on a roll.
Yeah, he's been, winning a few fights here and there?
Win, loss, win. But then he had like a handful of wins in a row. 2. See? Making things happen. He's got a lot of fucking records.
Okay.
A lot of subs.
Good for him.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe flip through the rest of his shit. At least they got pictures for everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, no we talk about the main event. Shmaev, Strickland, what do you think's gonna happen?
Well, Chimaev is like undefeated, and I mean, he's just like cardio and pace and wrestling, and Strickland is brings the crazy and what? He's got a good jab. So I don't think he does well against the grapplers usually. So I don't, I mean, how does he win this fight? And when I think about who's going to win, like, I don't see Strickland really having, unless Chimaev decides to throw the wrestling out the window and just wants to stand and bang, then maybe. But on that's probably not likely. So I'm going to go Chimaev all day via, some sort of like smothering thing for 2 rounds and then maybe third or fourth round finish kind of thing.
Yeah, I when I think about this fight, I'm going, I don't see a path to victory for Sean Strickland. I just don't see it. Because he likes to pressure people. Shmaev likes to pressure people. But it really comes down to, it's the classic, I want to stand and bang and I want to take you down. And I want Strickland to win because I hate fucking Shmaev if he's gonna use this bitch ass game plan of take you down, hold you down, and do nothing with it.
Yes.
So Sean's gotta keep it standing. I don't see how he's gonna do that.
Yeah, it's gonna be really tough.
But he did say, like, if he does see him pre-fight, he had this quote. He says, I'm gonna pull my gun out and shoot him. If you come up to me with three goat fucker check-ins that don't speak English, I'm gonna pull my gun and I'm gonna shoot each and every one of you. So maybe that's how he's gonna win then. He's pulling some pistols.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. And he's doing home renovations right now, fight week. Like he just, I don't know. I saw a clip of him breaking concrete on the side of his house and then renting a bulldozer and then scooping up all the concrete and dumping it. Like, man, that he's like, I don't give a fuck. I train, I come back here, I do work. You pay someone or you do it yourself. Like, I don't know. I probably don't want to get injured with like heavy machineries. But again, here's Strickland. He doesn't give a fuck. So I want Strickland to win. It's going to be Chimaev, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just don't, unless something freakish happens. I just
Yeah,
don't.
I don't want this stifling grapple fuck like he did to who, like DDP, Dricus du Plessis. Just fuck him over. So we'll see. Because Shmaev usually gets injured. I'm surprised he didn't pull out of this fight. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe he's injured. And then that's how Strickland can
Could
win.
be, yeah.
You know, comes into the fight injured, didn't pull
Got
out.
like a busted rib or something, can't wrestle too much.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Ruptured scrotum.
That too.
Yeah. Those are healthy. Speaking of ruptured
Oh, geez.
scrotums. Should we do a
Yes.
little sponsor action?
Sure. Today's video and audio is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. Thrilled to
Woo-hoo.
unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. In the new Desert Sand colorway, the special edition
Bam.
trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance. Inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path, this isn't just a trimmer, it's your ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. Just a quick PSA though, there are limited quantities available in this colorway, so you got to act fast if you want this. So check it out. Unleash your grooming game with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next gen dual skin safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless victory.
Nice. And if you're part of the OG Manscaped family, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics, upholding the same features that we've all come to love: a rechargeable lithium-ion battery, RPM technology for top-notch performance, travel lock for seamless portability, USB-C charging, and a comprehensive three-level battery life indicator. Join over 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs and get the Lawn Mower 5.0 Ultra in colorway Desert Sand. While supplies last, get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com.
You ever woken up and immediately needed a nicotine pouch and or a cup of coffee just to feel like a human?
Yes.
That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete game changer for focus and energy levels. First off, these pouches are completely nicotine-free and caffeine-free. And you're probably
Bam, they
thinking, if
give it
they
to
don't
you.
have nicotine or caffeine in them, well, what exactly is in them? Great question, Matt. Ultra partnered with leading neuroscientists to design these pouches. He's shaking them. I don't know what's happening. They use clinically proven nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. Like immediate, like as in as you're putting it in, it's like focus happens
That's
immediately.
right, you know it.
Okay. Did you know it was possible to feel this energized and focused without any nicotine or caffeine, Matt?
Believe me now, hear me later, or something
Yes.
like that.
Yes.
90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels. It's trusted by top athletes, entrepreneurs, and engineers around the world. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code MMA to get 15% off with code MMA, like I think I said, at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com for 15% off with code MMA. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. And just like that, right back to show. What else is going on? Is out there?
If you haven't, I can't really show it, I don't think, but the Rousey Carano Diaz Netflix card now has a trailer. It's pretty solid. I mean, I have it. I don't think I can show it, but it's there if you look it up, right?
Yes.
Pretty cool stuff. I think they've done a great job. I don't, did you see it? I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I saw it. Look good. I'll skip ahead. So someone posted a pic of Ronda Rousey. I'm thinking this is AI. What do you think? Looks a little AI-ish, no? I don't remember that much junk in the trunk.
I mean, I'm lost for words, Matt.
Yep. I'm
I
not
don't know.
complaining, but I think
I don't
that's
know. I don't know what
AI.
I'm supposed to say to that, but my words are lost.
Right. So there's that. And then
Well,
there's why are people so obsessed with the amount of tickets that are being sold? So I don't know. Some MMA guy posted this, Damon Martin. He's like, look at how many seats are still available.
that's like the new thing, right? They
Like
show.
they show this. Like, does it matter? Like, who gives a fuck? It's either you're gonna watch it or you're not. I don't give a shit. Do you? Is this important?
No, and if you think about big concerts, that shit happens too, like before the event. Like you go on Ticketmaster and as people are listing them and reselling them and things are open and then suddenly
Yeah.
they're all gone. So, you know, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. Who cares?
Yeah,
They're
I
gonna fill the
hear
seats. So
you. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it anyway. It's free on Netflix, so what the fuck? Remember, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, I was talking about the UFC 250 Freedom poster, right? So I'm like, man, it's so boring. Like, why don't they add like an American flag, some bald eagles, some American tits, and some American ass. So let's start with the. I gotta find this image. Hang on. Can't share yet. I'm on the wrong screen. Close, close. Let's start with the main fight card. What it looked like, right? So here was the card. And then I went to ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, man. Can you give me American flag, bald eagles, some American tits, some American ass, and redo this fucking card?
Make it epic.
That's right. And then ChatGPT is like, hey man, I can't give you American tits and American ass. That goes against my protocol. I'm like, motherfucker, fine. Then give me some hot ass women in bikinis, but they're American flag bikinis. And this is what we got, Ingo.
Oh, you're very, whoa.
Fucking dig these. So I got three versions. You tell me these aren't good?
I think these are way better than what's there. I think I'm liking, man, it's hard to
If
pick.
you go one, two, and three, I know where
Yeah.
I'm at.
I mean, two solid, but for some reason, I'm really digging three.
I hear you.
I like three. I don't know why, but I like it. The double eagle, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
The balancing
I mean,
act.
I think you win any way of those. So then I had to keep upping the ante a little bit. I'm like, good, but give me a Revolutionary War style. Give me a
Oh,
little
geez.
1776 flavor. And then we came up with this.
Ooh, that's even
I
cooler. Did you do
don't
one where you added beautiful ladies and
know.
Civil
So
War
then I said,
style?
huh, this was not vibrant enough. And go, I need it way more vibrant, way more patriotic. Take everything we just talking about and fucking put it all together in one shebang. What do you
Okay,
got?
sorry. I'm ahead of you. I'm sorry. There we go. What
What do we
happened?
got? Bam.
Now we're this is yeah, this is it. You should send this. Send it, print it. I'm in.
Seriously, like, is this not the most epic shit ever?
It doesn't
Fuck.
get more epic than this. I don't think no one can make it more epic. I
You
don't know
got
why.
war, you got fucking flag, you got fucking
Bikini.
America versus the British, eagles, tits and ass, fucking everything. Maybe I should have some people getting gored. I
That's too
mean,
much. That's too much.
it's too much.
Yeah. A white t-shirt contest, maybe? I don't know.
Yes. So yeah, it did really good. As long as you get your prompt right, ChatGPT is making it happen. But you tell me someone at the UFC can't fucking take the original card and punch it up a little bit, give it a little flavor. Like, holy shit, man, let's fucking do this.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm going to start doing is redesign the card on maybe on the number ones, just to see what I can come up with and what, molding the AI to do your bidding. Although it won't do all your bidding, because even after I had it create those images, I
Yeah.
wanted it to tweak a couple things. So I'm like, oh, can you do this and do that? It wouldn't do it because of the women in bikinis. Somehow that's breaking the protocol. So somehow I got it to break the protocol a couple times to put them in, and then it didn't want to. It was like, I can't. It does not compute. Danger, danger. Like, listen, you fucking. You clanker. Yeah, look at that racist term for a fucking AI. So we'll make it some more happen. That's the end of the story.
I like it. Well, I have something to add to this. So I just saw renders of what the not the White House part, but the part the whatever lawn that they're putting the shit on where there's people going to be. I forgot what they call it. There's some renders of that, and I wanted to get your take on this. So here's what it looks like zoomed out. This is going to be a crowd of like 80,000 people, I guess. There's like a catwalk kind of thing and TVs everywhere. Here it is like up close. What it looks like from the White House or whatever. It sounds like Dana was saying that the biggest thing is weather, and they got like the National Guard, the military, some crazy weather people mo hourly monitoring on the weather because they're going unless it's lightning. And apparently, all the tickets that are going to be at the White House are pretty much military people only and invites. And these tickets, though, are free. The 80,000 tickets, you have 85, you have to apply for it, but it's free. So,
It seems odd. I want no part of sitting with 85,000 people and not watching the fight. You're watching it on a television screen.
right.
That seems bizarro to me, but they'll find people.
People will go. You know they will go.
100% they'll go. But I would like to be on the lawn, but I don't want to be on the lawn because the amount of scrutiny that you'd have to go through to get on the lawn, I'm not
Yeah.
getting on the lawn. I think it's a long shot for anybody. What else is happening out there?
Charles Oliveira signed a new 8-fight deal with the UFC this week. Sounds like he's probably going to retire as a UFC guy unless something weird happens. He'll be like probably in his early 40s by the time he finishes that.
Yeah, that's a shit ton of fights to sign up. It's weird because the fight contract game, it can be whatever. There's no rules on how many fights you can sign up
Yeah,
for,
well,
like minimum or maximum,
Anderson
compared
Silva
to.
did it. I think GSP did it. Like a lot of these guys like sign these long deals
Yeah,
and
because you
then
think hockey, I forgot what it is. I think it's you can sign for 8 years, and then I think it's changing to 7 years this off season or something like that.
yeah.
So it's weird. Fighting, you just 8 fights, but and that could be 8 years. It could be indefinite. You know, it's they just have to offer you whatever it is, a fight or two a year, and then they're doing their job and you're doing your job by not getting paid, by not fighting. I don't know. So, I mean, good for him. If he's, I think the top guys are getting paid well. It's just, you know, the entry level, it's tough.
Yeah, and then my last news story until I got like KOs and other shit. Tom Aspinall, you know, he had that eye injury.
Alleged eye injury.
Well, yeah, alleged
It's
eye injury.
debatable.
Yes.
Some people say yes.
Apparently he's on the mend. He said the healing's going well. He's thinking he'll get the all go clear here shortly, and he's planning to face the winner of Alex Pereira versus Ciryl Gane, which is happening soonish. So good for him. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was blind. Maybe he's not. I don't know. He'll come back. And I forgot this is Ronda. We were talking about that Ronda Rousey Gina Carano fight. That's happening in 2 weeks. That's May 16th.
Yeah,
Like,
totally.
fuck, man. Like, I lose track of time sometimes. These things are so far out, and then it like sneaks right up on you. Like, holy shit, that's happening. And then a week or whatnot. So I thought I had something else here. I got a couple fight things. So Yoel Romero did a little bare knuckle MMA over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
He's 49 years old. I don't know. We can't go sound because I think this is Jorge Masvidal's league, the game bred. So we'll go no sound. Get a little bit.
Oh,
He's in blue.
damn, these dudes look huge.
Yeah. But he just gets him down and he's just fucking ringing him up. I think he already broke the jaw on the first shot.
Ugh. Brutal.
Like the slam and then, oh.
I would not want to fight that guy. He's too
No.
big.
Why did. Oh, fuck. Yeah. So there was that one. And then fucking Karate Combat. They had these two women fight. I think it says in this tweet the record of one. One of them was 0-0, and she fought someone with a 23-5 record. So I
Oh.
don't know how the fuck Athletic Commission sanctions this kind of shit. We gotta go no sound because you know what's gonna happen. I mean, and they said the woman that. Had the 23-5 record. Also, the only woman in the world to beat Kayla Harrison. So, yeah, put her up against a 0-0 fighter.
Jesus. That's just stupid. Why would they
Yep.
do that?
I it shouldn't be illegal. I mean, you know, let me fight
No.
someone with 28 fights.
Yeah.
And I'm like 0-0, and I think she was like 1-1 as an amateur. It's fucking ridiculous. And I thought Karate Combat was, I don't know how they're still putting on shows because I hear a lot of rumors that they're not paying people.
Yeah.
Like they're having payment problems. It's kind of like that GFL League is actually coming back around. Remember when they were trying to do all that team shit and they hired everybody and then all of a sudden their event got canceled. They're trying to make a comeback too. Like
Huh.
don't engage with those people. Sounds dirty. And I got this. I want your feedback on this. Oh my God. I don't know what kind of Krav Maga this is, but it's a version of it. Because I'll just say they're playing Lionel Richie Running with the Night right now. Running in the shadow.
Oh my God, this girl, she's like stick.
I mean, it's bringing back some kind of memories, but the intensity level here is like negative
They're like
10.
walking around.
Yes.
This guy's jogging. He's like, I'm just gonna jog
And it's men and women, right?
together. Yeah, like this shit would never work on anybody.
Exactly. Like,
Somebody's got to, oh,
look
someone's got a
out, knife!
knife. Look at this.
Yeah. So,
Oh my
anyway.
God. Even this guy, what's with the striking?
I don't know. That was one of the most depressing things I've
There was no
seen.
striking like that in Krav Maga either. You grab the back of the neck and you throw knees. Nobody's hit striking that pad. I wasn't striking. No.
No. And the instructors would get pissed off if you legitimately didn't choke somebody. Like, that's not a fucking choke. Grab
Let
that
me show
guy
you how to
and
choke.
fucking choke him.
He's like, choke yourself on my hand. I'm like, no.
Yeah, don't bring my hand to your neck. Bring your neck to my hand. Yeah.
That happened, right? I feel like I blocked out that memory. That happened to us, did it not? To somebody
To some
in our
extent,
class,
yes.
something like that.
Yeah.
He was.
No, they would get really pissed if you weren't legitimately choking people. Like, I want to see him fucking turn purple. Like, I get it,
Yeah.
man. I get
My
it.
favorite was still when we went to the sparring class the first time and you started sparring and the kid you were sparring with was showing weak pain because you were jacking him up.
As leg kicking the
And then the
shit out
instructor
of
got pissed and made him take a bunch of leg kicks from him because he's like, you never show weakness. I was like, oh my God, this is like Cobra Kai.
it was Cobra
This is fucking
Kai.
funny.
Luckily, we were on the good end of that, not
Yeah.
the bad end.
No.
I'm like, you should never do that to a student. Holy fuck, man.
Crazy. Yeah, fun times.
Yeah. And then I think I got one other story, and then I have tweets and knowledge. So I saw, excuse me, Ring Magazine reported that Floyd Mayweather's planned exhibitions against kickboxer Mike Zimbidis, however you say that, and Mike Tyson. And I thought he was supposed to have an exhibition against Manny Pacquiao also. But they're saying those are in jeopardy after the IRS notified him of its intention to have his U.S. passport revoked due to an unresolved, seriously delinquent tax debt upwards of $7.25 million, according to documents reviewed by Ring. So my question is, why the fuck would you take his passport away if you want him to make money and pay you back?
So he's not a flight risk? I don't know. Good
What do
question.
you think? He's just gonna take off? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And how bad is he with money? I mean, we knew he was bad, but again, he fought Connor and made, I don't know, 100, 150 million and blew that.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross. I don't know what else to say about that. Johnny Walker's moving up to heavyweight.
Nice.
Is that so he can get knocked out in more dramatic fashion?
I think maybe.
I hope so.
Yes. I think
Hope
it's so he can
so.
eat. He wants to eat.
It's true. I'll do a couple tweets, and then if you want to throw some KOs at us,
True.
these may or may not be nice, but anyway. Sometimes that's how it goes. I like this license plate. Jimmy!
Oh my
Live
God.
it out, Timmy. And then hasn't won a game of Jenga since 1987, Ingo.
What the fuck?
Michael J. Fox. Or as you
Jesus
like to call him, Shakes.
Christ.
I
You can't say this. This is just.
didn't. I think that you said that like 10 years ago.
No way I said that.
Pull
I think I probably did.
it up.
No, I don't
Where's
want
our
to.
Jamie? Jamie, pull that shit up.
It's gonna be like a replay. There he is saying that. I've said some things in the past.
Well, we both said some things. This
Yeah.
show used to be racy as fuck.
Can't do that anymore. You get
2010.
canceled. Even if we're joking around,
I know, right?
nobody thinks anything's funny anymore.
It's coming back around. You
You
can
think
say
so?
retard. I never stopped saying that. There's other words I say that I never stopped.
Yeah.
Can't say them on podcasts, but you know. Anyway, get some KOs.
Yeah, I got a couple. So I got this one, which is a boxing one.
Go no sound just in case.
Okay, no sound. So here's a little boxing kick. Oh,
Ow.
stiffened him out. Like he is
And he's turned to the
out.
side. That's not great.
Yeah. I think the ref is
It looks like
concerned.
he's about to levitate.
He does. Why is that? Is that that's worse, isn't it? Right? When he's like stiffed up.
Yep. That's not great.
It's like everything shut off for a second and
And I
then.
don't like his head turned to the side. I don't know why. I feel like it's better if he's straight on.
Just Taking a nap.
Yeah. Because now I think he's sleeping, and like this, I think he's dead.
And then here I got another
Unless
one.
he's using the GSP faint defense.
He totally is. That was still funny in the fainting defense. I won't play out sound on this one either. Here's a so
Ooh.
Broski gets KO'd, right? He's
Yeah.
out, wins a fight, and then he's comes to, and now he's like still thinking he's in the fight, and he's fighting the ref, and
Yeah,
the
he's
ref
got a guillotine.
doing all he can. He's like, okay,
Choke
I'm
him out
gonna have to
too.
choke your boy out. That's
Yeah.
what. And they come and get him, and he is out, out. And the ref is like, yep.
He's like, he ain't gonna fucking take me down, bitch.
No, I mean, some people would watch that and go, what the fuck? I go, hey, man, probably the safest thing to happen, I would say,
Yeah,
for
because
everyone involved.
you don't want some of them upward elbows
No.
or a ref dropping downward 12 sixes on your ass.
Obviously, ref trains because that was a pretty nice guillotine.
Yes. Standing guillotine. That's like
Yeah.
John Jones, Lyoto Machida. You could have dropped him off for a loss,
Yeah, it could have.
but his corner caught him. Knowledge. What do you got for
Oh,
Knowledge?
yeah. I'm going to do a little callback because I found
Go
some
ahead.
Conor McGregor action. Here he is
Nice.
at Wimbledon with a loaf
Holy
of bread
shit.
and a dog.
He's always out there with a dog.
It's looking good. I feel like he's like very excited about his bread.
Yeah, and then he gets to eat it. Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. let's see. Knowledge. I have Tracy Cortez,
Who's that?
UFC fighter or former UFC
Oh,
fighter.
okay. Yeah.
Well, or still current. She's showing us how to use a Stairmaster. Because
Oh.
you need to know how to use a fucking
Is this connected to the
Stairmaster.
Rousey thing earlier? Yes, I think it's very much.
You got a hands on the hips, hands on the head. Casual pace, just
Yeah.
walking, flexing out, showing some kind of product, So anyway, that's out there.
Solid,
That's how you
solid,
do it.
solid.
Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Macro, thanks for playing.